If you're excited by new stories and new worlds, you're in the right place. It's May 5th, 2024. Today, an update about the Pharrell Williams musical Anthony Hopkins' next role, an update about Amazon's Cross series, and a new Emily the Criminal series. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Universal Pictures is working with director Michael Gondry and producer Pharrell Williams on a brand new coming-of-age story musical. The film itself was written by Martin Hines and Steven Levinson. Set in Virginia Beach in the summer of 1977, the film is inspired by the neighborhood where Williams grew up and its Atlantis apartments in particular. The film is absolutely star-studded. It features Kelvin Harrison Jr. as the lead alongside Divine Joy Randolph, Halle Bailey, Brian Tyree Henry, and now we officially know that both Missy Elliott and Janelle Monáe will be joining the project. We don't know any of the roles of the actors, but we know this project is shaping up to be very exciting. There is no further news about the unnamed musical project from Michael Gondry and Pharrell Williams at this time. Anthony Hopkins is set to play composer George Frideric Handel in the upcoming film The King of Covent Garden. Tim Slover wrote the script, Dan Lupovitz and Kevin Van Thompson will produce, Andrew Levitas will be directing the biopic. Levitas said that the film's story will hinge upon an unlikely pair who meet each other at their lowest points and together create a magnificent, never-heard-before sound for the people. The groundbreaking piece, Messiah, the annual global bestseller for close to 300 years. He said Slover's script is populated by passionate, real-life experience in all its color and dirt, creating a riveting human story with surprising contemporary relevancy, universal human connectivity, and spiritual uplift. There is no further news about The King of Covent Garden at this time. Amazon Prime is set to release a series adaptation based on James Patterson's Alex Cross novels. The series stars Aldous Hodge, who plays Hawkman in the DC film Black Adam. Cross is described as a thriller series, while Cross himself is said to be brilliant, flawed, and full of contradictions. A doting father and family man, Cross is single-minded to the point of obsession when he hunts killers. He is desperate for love, but his wife's murder has left him too damaged to receive it. Reportedly, Amazon has renewed the series for a second season. This comes as a surprise because the first season hasn't even been released yet. In fact, Amazon hasn't even set a release date for the first season of the show, and yet they've already confirmed that it will have a second season. Furthermore, they've cast Janine Mason for the second season in an undisclosed role. There is no further news about Cross at this time. According to Deadline, Legendary Television is set to make a series adaptation of the film Emily the Criminal. The original movie, released in 2022, starred Aubrey Plaza as the titular character. Emily is saddled with student debt and locked out of the job market due to a minor criminal record. Desperate for income, she takes a shady gig as a quote-unquote dummy shopper, buying goods with stolen credit cards supplied by a handsome and charismatic middleman named Yusuf. Faced with a series of dead-end job interviews, Emily soon finds herself seduced by the quick cash and illicit thrills of black market capitalism and increasingly interested in her mentor Yusuf. Together, they hatch a plan to bring their business to the next level in Los Angeles. Plaza is not going to star in the series, but she will executive produce. John Patton Ford will direct, and he also wrote the series. There is no further news about Emily the Criminal at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Sony Pictures Entertainment and Apollo Global Management made an offer of $26 billion to purchase Paramount Global. If the deal goes through, it would likely result in mass layoffs and change the number of major Hollywood studios from 5 to 4. The current 5 are Universal Pictures, Paramount Pictures, WB Discovery, Walt Disney Studios, and Sony Pictures. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for May 5th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.